This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Star Vampires.
There's a monster in my podcast.
These things are great.
Yes.
Robert Bloch.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Bloch is one of the better like mythos writers, creator of Psycho.
Yeah. So this is great. These things are invisible except when they drink blood.
And blood, as you may or may not know, is not invisible.
Right.
And that's the entirety of this monster, but that is enough.
It is really good. Yep. Because it goes from being nothing to being the visible man.
Yep.
Like you can just see it just work into its entire system. So all you're getting is like his stomach and then the various vessels and stuff until it dissipates as he turns it into energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So they start out and you can only hear their tittering, you know? So like, come on. They're like, Jesseline, just share with the rest of the class. Like, and then they drink from you for 6 minutes or 6 rounds.
Right.
So, you know, 36 seconds or whatever. I can't remember how long a round is in Call of Cthulhu.
Yeah.
But you just see just the blood in their circulatory system, essentially. And that's phenomenal.
Yeah.
That's super scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Love it. Like, there's nothing here about their motivation or whatever.
No. They're just, I mean, they seem to really want blood.
They do seem very blood motivated.
Yeah.
You know?
So, you know, if I was to take a guess.
They're like Pocket. I was thinking today about how I would not be surprised if Pocket straight up like sliced my hamstring at some point. Like slashed my ankle.
Pocket is such a troubled teen.
Like he's like he keeps going back and forth. I've decided in my Pocket mythology, I now think of him as a character with like distinct modes.
Okay.
Where normally he's Pocket, and Pocket likes to like eat and kind of walk around and sleep behind my second monitor, which is where it's Pocket's spot.
Yeah.
On a box. And then when he's being sweet, like, which always, like, with no exception, is him doing a move I like to call logging on, which is he like collapses into the crook of my shoulder.
That's so it's great. Really cute. Yeah.
And he licks my beard.
Mm.
And he does it the whole time, like purrs and licks my beard while I pet him. Mm-hmm. And he just like grooms the hell out of me, which is like very cute. Looked it up online. It means I am a preferred peer.
Nice.
And he thinks I'm doing a bad job at being a cat. Both of which are extremely cute ideas.
Yes.
And that mode I call him Pocket. With P-O-Q-U-E-T-T-E.
Just real proper, right?
Yep. There's Pocket. There's Pocket. And then when he's in nightmare mode, when he's like slashing ankles and like, I call him Pox. And those are the three modes. And Pox mode, his new thing is like on my toilet when I'm sitting there taking a shit.
Uh-huh.
He can sit on the counter, which is like right next to me.
Okay.
The way my bathroom is laid out, and just kind of like stare me in the eyes with his like doll, like jaws, like blank stare, and just like start kind of batting at me or leaning over and just trying to take bites out of me.
That's not how it should and be.
I am so defenseless, and anything I do is interpreted as play.
I think he's bullying you.
He's totally bullying me. Like I pushed him away at this point. I was like, I'm a human, you're a cat. Like I don't have to deal with this.
Right, right.
So I tried to pick him up and put him away, and he swiped. And I swear to God, this was like 2 weeks ago. Uh-huh. I saw marks from it though. He made me bleed in 6 different places from like my mid arm up through my second knuckle.
Holy shit.
And I have no idea how he did it with like one swipe. Nicked me 6 different and this pools of blood. 6 different pools of blood. Like,
it's like he's using the knife from Code Veronica. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.